Hey everybody, it's your local psychologist here, Psych Chrissy. Welcome to the Well AF podcast, where all of your health and wellness is delivered in a no BS manner. Before you wreck yourself, yeah. Come on, check yourself before you wreck yourself. Cause shotgun bullets are bad for your health. Hey everybody, it's Psych Chrissy here. I'm pumped and I'm ready for the Life Crusher Live. How's everybody feeling today? Awesome. Thanks for joining me live for those that are doing so. It's always a pleasure to be here. I love presenting to you guys on all things no BS psychology because it's my favourite thing to do. Look, I'm cracking into the happiness stakes the last couple of weeks because I'm really pumped about our new program that's going to start running out. Myself and Coach Mel are going to be rolling out the happiness project. So we're freaking stoked about it, guys. It's going to be a little health and well-being program with lots of little coping strategies and motivators to get you thinking about your daily happiness, which is really awesome. We all need a little bit of that from time to time, don't we? So really stoked about it. But in the meantime, what I thought I would do is really sort out, you know, what is it that keeps people from achieving this ultimate experience of happiness? You know, what gets in people's way, or what do they need to do more of, or what do they need to do less of, you know, in this pursuit for happiness? And one of the things that I want to focus on tonight, and it was really interesting because I did all this week, you'll see on the Infinity Wellness page, happiness tips. And the happiness tip for yesterday was about taking action. And I thought, you know what, I did a little blurb on it, but I really loved this strategy for trying to achieve happiness. So I thought I'm going to deliver it as a Life Crusher Live content area tonight so that everybody hears a little bit more detail about what the take action principle is about. So often, you know, when we think about, but I'm talking about taking action tonight because it's based on this sort of idea that people have about, you know, trying to achieve satisfaction in their lives. And, you know, for some people, they get really caught up in that, well, you've got to have goals and you've got to have self-belief and you've got to have capability and you've got to have all of these really kind of big ticket items that really do just get in the way of people even attempting something in the first place. So that's what the take action principle is about. It's literally saying, you know what, girl or boy, you don't really need all of that stuff to actually take a step forward. All you really need to do is take the bloody step. You don't, you know, because I think a lot of people get stuck in this cycle of, you know, making excuses, or they are waiting for something else to occur before they can actually take a small step forward, which is normally engage in a certain behavior that will actually then start to develop the belief system that they might be able to do something that they were hoping. So it's interesting because there's lots of ideas around there about, you know, you've got to have self-belief to achieve goals. No, you don't. You actually don't. All you need to do is start taking small, whether you believe it or bloody not, whether you believe that you can do something or not, if you literally start taking small steps towards that goal, voila, you know what you'll start to do? You'll start building the self-belief that you probably never had in the damn first place. So you might, for example, let's use a scenario around, I don't know, exercise, because I see this all the time in our mind body boot camps. People will constantly say, "Psych Chrissy, I can't do this because," and then what do you think they do with their behavior? They don't try it. So what do you think happens to their self-belief? It doesn't get developed. So one of the things that we really challenge people to do is say, you know what, do it anyway. Even though your mind is saying, you know, I can't run over there because, you know, and they give their excuses and their reasons why. We try and build people up and say, for this example, you know, we'll just run to there and see what happens. You know, they might run to there and go, oh, you know, well, I did that because, you know, but I won't be able to go over to there. And we'll be like, okay, we'll just run a little bit further then. You know, and what we're doing is when we're taking small actions, We're starting, as I said, to build the belief system. So where they initially had a belief system that they couldn't actually do something, the more you just give, you know, little tries, or you move even just small, tiny little steps towards something, that in the scheme of things, you might even go, oh, what's the point in doing that? You know, if I can't run to the end of the oval over there, well, there's just no point. And you almost talk yourself out of doing something before you even try it. And then it keeps perpetuating this self, what we call in psych land, a self-fulfilling prophecy. That because you're not taking any actions, you're feeding into that belief that something's not going to work. And guess what? It doesn't work. And then you go, see, I told you so. I knew I was right. I knew I couldn't do it. And you stay bloody stuck, you know. So hang on, guys. I've just got a little, you know, when you get that crappy thing on your glasses and you're just like, it's really bugging me, particularly because I've got my little strobe light on there just to light Cyclissy's face up so that you can see me all better. I'm going all professional, guys. Holy crap, this thing is not coming off. Oh, you're guaranteed to get a regular down-to-earth transaction when Psych Chrissy's on the camera and she can't see because she's got some sort of bug on her glasses. Anyway, so you're taking action, guys. It's really, really important for building self-belief an experience that you might be able to do something even though initially you don't feel like you can. I'm going to talk about Shit Town because Shit Town is a classic example. And for all you people out there that are thinking, who is this psychologist and why is she calling a town shit? I'm actually referring to a frame of mind. And Shit Town is this place that, you know, all my regular watchers know about. It's where people get stuck. It used to be called the comfort zone, but I renamed it Shit Town because it's not a comfort zone at all. It's just people getting stuck in their own misery because they can't actually find the capacity to take action to move forward. So Shit Town is a prime example of someone just being unwilling to take those small actions to then be able to progress forward. And then they get stuck in that cycle because they believe that they've got to have something else before that they can move forward, whether it be more time or whether it be more self-confidence or whether it be more self-esteem or whether it be, you know, better friend, whatever it is, whatever excuses they have, it definitely gets in the way of their action taking. You know, so it's kind of that experience of, have you ever heard of the fake it till you make it scenario? That even though inside of yourself, you 100% might believe that you're not capable or you can't do something, you fake it, you do it. And then what starts to happen is you start to go, I think maybe I can actually do this. So the fake it till you make it principle, guys, does have some merit in the taking action world. You've just got to take the small steps and then you may start to develop the belief system. Some of the really unhelpful self-talk that I see associated with the failure to take some action is that I should or I might, but... And then the excuses or the reasons why come in and then really stop that action from taking place. So self-talk actually plays a big role in people's ability to take action because people will either talk themselves out of something, they will make up excuses, they will believe that they need to have something before they can move forward. And in fact, you're in control of your arms and legs, people. You move them around consciously every single day. So technically, on that basis, there's nothing that you can't physically try or do. I mean, don't get me wrong. You know, there are limitations. We're not talking about, I don't know, some elite gymnasium move or, like, don't get me wrong. We're talking about, you know, everyday tasks like, you know, for example, it might be public speaking or it might be some sort of exercise regime or it might be some healthy lifestyle change. The key here is I really want to emphasize that even if you start taking those small steps that you could be on the way to making those major changes that you need to make that you didn't believe that you could make in the first place. So, you know, I really am sort of wondering, you know, are there things that you can start to physically do day to day that can build what we call in psychology land self-efficacy? So self-efficacy is the strength that we have in the belief that we can actually achieve goals. It's our inner strength. It's our capacity to actually have the self-belief, obviously, to then move forward and make something of ourselves. And people with really low self-efficacy really don't believe that they are capable enough of taking those steps to achieve those goals. And they're often very dependent on others, or they're not very self-assured. They struggle with procrastination. They might be very indecisive as well, because they just don't believe that they can take those steps forward. Now, I can tell you now, someone with low self-efficacy, the first thing I start them doing is taking small steps, you know, really empowering them to take small actions to then build their self-efficacy and their confidence that they actually might be able to do something different. So what are you going to do, guys? What sort of actions do you need to start taking, even little small ones, even though your mind's saying you're probably not going to achieve something or you can't do something? Or, you know, I want everybody out there in Life Crusher land to have a think about, maybe it's a goal that you've got that you just think, that is so far beyond anything I think I can do. And I don't even care if you break it down into the most minuscule little piece of action that you could possibly find. At least it's something, you know. And then once you get that little piece of action done, then you go on to something else, and then you just slowly build from there. And you might have like 4,000 small steps. I don't care, guys, just as long as you're taking some sort of action. Because what will happen, regardless of whether you hit that goal or not, when you start taking action, you do something called building mastery. So you actually feel like you start achieving something. And then guess what, guys? Happiness happens. Voila. You know, because we're all in the pursuit for some degree of happiness, that when we actually start having small milestone achievements, we actually start feeling good and all the happy feels start to come back, regardless of where we sit in proximity to either achieving our goal or being halfway there or whatever. It's the little journey and the little actions that we're taking that are actually making us feel happier from day to day. So there we go, guys. There's my little action rant, Life Crusher Live, on what do you need to do? What do you need to even break down into little, small, minuscule tasks to start working towards these bigger dreams or these bigger goals that you have? And I can tell you now, you're just going to feel happier anyway, because the small little actions that you start to take are going to build your mastery. They're going to make you feel good. They're going to make you feel like you're actually starting to go somewhere. And you're going to feel happy while you're working towards the goal anyway, because you're going to feel that you've got some sort of direction or some sort of motivation to move forward. So there we go, guys. There's my little happiness Life Crusher Live. Like I said, guys, there is a link on the video that if you're thinking about joining the Happiness Project, please do it. Like I said, it's such a small cost to just invest in yourselves and really, you know, kick yourself in the butt and go, right, for 2 weeks, I'm going to listen to Psych Chrissy and I'm going to listen to Coach Mel and I'm going to get this bloody happiness thing going and I'm going to start feeling good about myself. So that's exactly what the program is designed for. And I want to see everyone out there make a commitment to making themselves just feel that little bit happier each day. So there we go, guys. I hope you enjoyed it. There's another Life Crusher Live, and I will see all you guys soon. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Well AF podcast. If you love listening to Psych Chrissy, please share and subscribe to my podcast, or catch all the action on the Infinity Wellness page on Facebook at Infinity Wellness Centre.